Well, good morning. Turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We'll be looking at verses 4 through 9 this morning. And if you're using a Pew Bible, that can be found on page 806 and 807. So this is Paul writing, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth. Paul writes, "I always thank my God for you, because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There's a song that has been really speaking to me here the last few to several weeks. It's a song called "Grace Will Prevail." It's by a group called the Woodrake Sessions, which I've come to learn as I've been listening to this song. This is a group formed by two Christian worship leaders in two different places, but they formed in the midst of COVID, wanting to write songs of hope for the church during which we know was a very difficult time. And so they wrote this song. It's called "Grace Will Prevail." And I wanted to read just a few lines of this song. And I know we're entering into the Advent season. I know I might be stepping on some toes here. We have so many wonderful carols and so many wonderful songs to sing during this season, but I'd encourage you, give this song a listen if you have time over these next few days to several weeks as we enter into this Advent season. Hear these lyrics to "Grace Will Prevail." "Grace will prevail, though the darkness is strong and the burden is heavy and long. Grace will prevail. For our God is the light, rending the cover of night. Grace will prevail." Those lines right there, they reflect a lot of what we have been worshiping and what we've been thinking and reflecting on here this morning. That it is indeed the first Sunday here in Advent, and we have so much to look forward to during this season. We really do. And I want to submit to you this morning that as we look at our passage, I want to submit to you this morning that it is the Lord's grace that sustains us and will prevail as we eagerly wait for Christ Jesus to return. That it is the Lord's grace that will sustain us and ultimately prevail as we eagerly await Christ's return. And we're certainly reminded of that this Advent season. 1 Corinthians 1 verses 4 through 9, maybe not a typical passage that we think about as we think through Advent. But we can kind of get a sense as we read it just now for why we might read it during this season. But I want to also submit to you this morning that as we look at this passage, that there really is one idea, there's one truth that really pops off the page and in the words that Paul writes here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I don't know if you could guess it or maybe you see it here, but it truly, I believe, is the word grace that Paul is writing, and he makes this known from the very beginning of his letter that he always thanks his God for these believers here in Corinth because of the grace given to them in Christ Jesus. That it is grace that is given to them in Christ Jesus. If you think about all of the things and all the wonderful beliefs that we hold dear as Christians, I don't think it's too much of a stretch to say that all of these things that we hold dear, they're all wrapped up in the good news of grace. The things that we believe about Jesus coming into this world, becoming incarnate, being born in a stable, for him taking upon our sins on the cross to die in our place. That really, when we boil it down, when we need to wrap it up, it really is God's gift of grace for you and for me. And so I think there's a question here before us this morning. How will grace sustain us, and how will it ultimately prevail as we live in these days, the days in which we find ourselves? The Lord's grace sustains us. Paul makes it clear here. He will keep us firm to the end, that our God is faithful. He has called us into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace sustains, that it is indeed the reality that you and I get to live into when we don't know if we'll be able even to make it to the next day, or we're unsure about what our future will ultimately hold. Grace is there for us, and it meets us in wonderful and surprising and unbelievably great ways. Just this past week, I had the privilege and the responsibility to participate and help officiate my grandmother's funeral. And as I was thinking this for her funeral, thinking over, you know, what it would be that I might say, I really was somewhat at a loss for words. I didn't honestly know how I would make it through, to be totally honest with you. You know, I prayed and I reflected, turned to Scripture, thinking about how I could honor my grandmother's life and her witness, and ultimately point to the hope, to the reality of the resurrection, and for those that are found in Christ will rise again with Him. I know these things. I know that I can proclaim these things. But the truth is, I didn't know how the moment would go when I stood up and would say it in front of people, in front of family and those who dearly loved and cared about her. And yet, you know, I can't sit here and say that it went well, or that it was great, that it was awesome, that it was perfect, that it might have been whatever. But in a moment of grief and in a moment where I was certainly a little anxious, it was God's grace that ultimately met me there. And it is God's grace that will meet you there. Because we have the assurance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we have the Holy Spirit there with us to guide us, to comfort us, to lead us. See, grace isn't just something that you and I should know, that you and I should believe, but it is also something that is deeply felt. Grace is felt. And I can stand before you this morning and just say, even in this past week, that I'm a witness to that truth. God's grace does ultimately sustain us, and God's grace ultimately does prevail. Turn again with me to our passage. Paul says that, look, in Him, in Christ, you have been enriched. The Corinthians, look, speech and knowledge. You don't lack any spiritual gift. He will keep you firm so that you can be blameless on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. Grace doesn't just sustain, but it prevails. And it prevails because you and I have been given wonderful freedom to live now into the promises that God first revealed when Jesus came over 2,000 years ago in that manger, in that stable. That we are free, as I like to tell my first grade basketball team that I'm coaching here this winter, we're free to let it rip. We can go for it. We've been enriched. We've been blessed. We can be blameless. Not perfect, but we can be blameless. We can be found blameless in Christ Jesus our Lord and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I hope this season, I hope and pray that as Dr. Splon just reminded us here just a few minutes ago, that this wouldn't just be a season where we kick our feet up, where we just sit back, just kind of waiting for December 25th to finally get here, that we wouldn't just be consumed by the next get-together, the next Christmas party, the list of gifts that we need to get, all of the things that would accompany this season, but that we would actively wait and know that our Lord has called us in freedom to let it rip and to love and to live by faith in these days, because we have so much, so much to look forward to. You and I can be found blameless in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He was the perfect one, the one that was ultimately blameless, but that He took on blame for us. And what a beautiful image of an innocent baby as we think about that visual this season, that He would ultimately be the one to die in your place that we might receive life eternal. And so we wait and we hope and we pray and we live. Let's pray together. Father, we love You. And Lord, we know that it is only by Your grace that we are saved. Lord, that in these days, and as this season reminds us, even now, Father, Your grace sustains, and Lord, it will ultimately prevail. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us here would hear these words. Lord, they would reflect on their own lives. Lord, that they would see the ways that Your grace has sustained them, and the ways that Your grace is prevailing. Lord, allowing each and every one of us to live in freedom, to love and to serve, just as Your Son so beautifully did for us. We love You and we thank You, and we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. I want to invite you now, if you feel led, perhaps to become a part of this community and this group of believers here at Mount Brook Baptist Church. Dr. Splon will be here at the front waiting for you this morning to receive you if you would want to make that public here this morning. Also want to invite you, perhaps you've never received that greatest of gifts, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Perhaps in a new way or for the first time you are experiencing God's grace in your life and you see that and believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you would like to make that public as well, I would invite you to come forward and also meet Dr. Splon as we stand and sing our hymn of response, number 609, The Wonderful Grace of Jesus.